All right, divisional round continues. We'll do our NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer with me. Their podcast is online on Google Play and iTunes and Facebook and Twitter. Next game would be the Jags at the Steelers. Brad, you want to take that one first?
Yeah, the first time these two teams met, Ben Roethlisberger threw five picks. Blake Bortles threw for like 90 yards and they still beat him like 30-9. I don't see that happening again. Blake Bortles against the Buffalo Bills game did not feel like a playoff game. It moved at a slower pace. Mm-hmm. There was not nearly as much, action. The hitting wasn't as hard. It didn't have that same intensity. And Pittsburgh knows how to win in the playoffs. That's just how this goes. Game ends up being fairly close. I think Pittsburgh kind of plays down to their competition sometimes. I see this game being like 20-16, 21-17, that kind of area. But I think Pittsburgh ultimately ends up winning.
All right, Ben.
The only thing that's going to matter in this game is how well Antonio Brown plays. If he plays well and they can't cover him, which they've got a great secondary group, but if they can't cover him, then it's going to be a blowout because he will keep the run honest and Le'Veon Bell can expose any good defense. So I think this is it's a no-brainer Steelers win, but it's going to be how big of a win they make and how much do they decide to kind of hold back on a blowout to keep their guys fresh.
Oh,
be
wow.
A big factor.
Wow.
Because they know they're going to be facing the Patriots. Let's be honest. They're going to play the Patriots. And you'll hear that prediction next week.
Oh, right. Right. Another clean sweep. I'm going with the Steelers as well for all the reasons above. And the Jags, I mean, the Bortles thing and then the game with the Bills is just meh. I'm over it.
Meh.
Meh. And then finally, Saints at Vikings, maybe the closest game of the weekend. Ben, you want to take that one?
I do. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to tell you right now that you will see the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Wow, in their home stadium.
I'm telling you, it's my bold prediction. Wow. I think everyone's sleeping on this team.
Did you just say that you're going out on a limb to take the number two seed?
That is going out on a limb. I feel like, especially against Drew Brees. Hey, you have to cut me some slack. I'm in third place. Give me something. No, I think Minnesota is playing. I think everyone is kind of sleeping on them right now. I think that they are playing great football, and no one's really paying attention to it. I think Minnesota walks away with it.
All right, Brad.
They played in Week 1, and the Vikings won 29-19. But Sam Bradford was still the quarterback there. New Orleans hadn't quite taken on their identity as this blitz-heavy, strong defense with a great ground game. You saw Drew Brees get loose a little bit against a good Carolina defense last week. That ball that he threw to Ted Ginn was mighty special. And I think that I've used this line of logic before in this season. If you have to go quarterback to quarterback, do you like Case Keenum or do you like Drew Brees here? Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl. Case Keenum has been a journeyman to some degree. I think that New Orleans ends up winning this game. I think that they're going to blitz the living hell out of Case Keenum and make him beat them, and I think New Orleans wins a really close game here.
You know, Ben, I was actually on the Vikings train for a while, and I was really thinking that...
Until you realize that the guy who's been losing all the season picked him, so you're like, why bother?
Yeah, basically. No, actually, I forgot that the Super Bowl was in their stadium until like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And once I realized that, I'm like, just the odds of that happening. It never works out for anybody. So I'm going with the Saints for that reason, and, you know, obviously the Drew Brees, and the Saints are hot right now, so... They got the momentum, I think. All right, there you go. Those are our divisional round picks. You can check them out online at 977theriver.com. And next week, of course, we'll do the championship game picks. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer on Google Play and iTunes. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being in the studio and on the phone.
Thanks, Danny.
Happy playoffs, everyone.